We've got the latest on the stories people are talking about in Vancouver.
The stories people are really talking about.
Plus everything going on in the city. This is the Afternoon Buzz.
On Talk 1410, the Buzz of Vancouver.
Talk 1410, the Afternoon Buzz, 432. Val Cole, Patrick Maliha. Here are some of the headlines that we are following today. Vancouver police may soon be ramping up their crime-fighting efforts on environmentally friendly three-wheeled personal mobility scooters. Yes, that's right. The scooters, like the little scamp, are the way to go. The zero-emission vehicles use only several cents of electricity a day and would save the Vancouver Police Force thousands of dollars in gas each year. And Premier Gordon Campbell and some native leaders are angry at reported remarks by Dick Pound of the Vancouver Olympic Organizing Committee. Dick Pound is being criticized for apparently referring to savages who occupied Canada hundreds of years ago. The remarks allegedly made in the summer sparked calls for Dick's resignation from the board governing the 2010 Winter Olympics. And Premier Gordon Campbell addresses the province tonight about the jittery global economy and his government's plans to meet the challenge. He told reporters yesterday it's important to focus on the basics that help BC become so strong.
Are you dressing a little Hutton up for Halloween this year?
I think we might.
What are you going to dress him as?
I don't know. Maybe we'll ask the listeners what we should dress him up as. I'm thinking, like, you know, friends of mine are suggesting, they say because he looks so much like me, that we give him a beard, dress him up in black. Give him a shaggy hair wig. It's Daddy!
Well, Halloween is an incredibly wasteful time of year. You can make it a green Halloween with just a teensy-weensy little bit of effort. And from greenhalloween.org, we have Corey Hope Colwell-Lipson. Hello, Corey.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us exactly, what do you mean when you say green Halloween?
Well, we use a sort of umbrella definition that captures the health of people, the health of planet, and the health of communities, whether it's your local community or your global community. So when we say going green, we mean, you know, making a step forward in any one of those directions.
Okay, so give us an example.
So let's say you're trying to figure out what to hand out for Halloween this year, and you decide not to hand out conventional candy, and you think about stickers. And we have them listed on greenhalloween.org. And it's true that the stickers might not be printed on recycled paper, and they might have been printed in China. But the fact that they are not conventional candy means that they're better for kids. So we think that they'd be a great idea for going green this Halloween.
I like that idea. And, you know, from what I can tell, kids don't even get to eat most of their Halloween candy anyway. The parents do. So why not make it something that the kids themselves will enjoy? The parents will have no interest in the stickers. And it's something different, right?
That's exactly it. And actually, we have met thousands of children since last year. And we carry around with us this board that shows all of these sort of alternative treats and treasures that we suggest on our site. And we ask every child that we can, from toddlers to teens, what they would think if somebody put one of these treats or treasures into their pumpkin instead of candy. Mm-hmm. And we have yet to meet one single child who says that they'd rather have conventional candy when they see and touch and feel the possible alternatives.
Right, because the parents go, oh, the kids will throw this back in my face, so
that's
I
right.
can't give them that. And you're saying, no, we've asked the kids. They would love it.
That's exactly right. We remember how Halloween was when we were kids. And we remember that candy back then really was a treat. And it's not that kids don't enjoy candy. It's just that they're a little bit overexposed to it. So they're really
right.
excited by things that are different.
And how about decorations? Is there a green way to have Halloween decorations? Because you know, we love putting stuff up at the Maliha compound. We always put everything up and make it as Halloween-y as possible.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know what the stats are in Canada, but Americans spend $1.8 billion on Halloween decor.
It's all that cheap plastic stuff, too, isn't it?
Excuse me?
It's all that cheap plastic stuff.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of it, you know, people just assume that they're going to kind of get rid of it. It's one season only. So obviously the best way to go green with your decor is to, you know, reuse it year after year and to make a tradition of that decor. But one thing that I'm suggesting this year is to have a decor swap So if you're getting a little bit tired of your decor, but your neighbors, you know, have some things that, might be, you know, novel to you, a lot of people are doing costume swaps, but why not swap the decor as well?
Hey, I love the costume swap idea, too.
Yep, a lot of schools and neighborhoods and families are starting to do that. It's a really fun way to kick the season off.
Yeah, so if you're done with that tombstone, give that tombstone a new life with another family.
That's right.
If you were to make one change this Halloween, just one, we don't want to overwhelm people, but yep, if they could do one thing to make this Halloween a little greener than last Halloween, what would you suggest?
I think that the most important tip for this year would be to, whatever it is that you're handing out, hand out just one instead of handfuls. Handing out just one of something is better for our kids' health. It's better for the planet. It's less expensive. It's just better all around.
Okay. So you started doing this in Seattle last
mm-hmm.
year, correct?
That's right.
And now in the U.S. it's expanded. It's gone nationwide.
Well, we have five other cities, so six cities total, from California to Connecticut, that are bringing Green Halloween there officially, which means that they have a volunteer coordinator in their community, and they've also chosen a nonprofit beneficiary to raise money and awareness for. But we'll have thousands of households, neighborhoods, schools, that kind of thing, all around the country, people who are bringing these ideas you know, into the forefront this year.
Yeah, so when we say Green Halloween, we're not talking about making your child's outfit out of, you know,
hemp
or linen or cotton, but just thinking about all sorts of things, thinking outside the candy box, as you like to say.
That's exactly right, what we say. You know, the thing is that we are not trying to tell people how they should celebrate their holiday or give them a checklist. You know, this is how to celebrate green. What we're doing is we're throwing out, you know, hundreds of ideas about costumes and activity and decor and cleanup and, you know, everything else, and saying what appeals to you, what appeals to your family, and what inspires you. And, you know, you might want to take some of our ideas, but you might come up with some of your own.
And can people submit their ideas to you?
Absolutely. We love stories and ideas and photos and everything else.
Well, your website is great. There are lots of great tips there, greenhalloween.org.
That's right.
And we appreciate you being on with us today to explain how we can make this a little greener this Halloween. Thanks, Corey.
Thanks for having me on. Oh,
thank you very much. And that's Corey Hope Cowell-Lipson of greenhalloween.org. So go there, get some tips, get some ideas on how you can have a green Halloween.